A prayer from the collection, Prayers for the Precious, all rights reserved, www.newpromise.net.
Light.
You, O Lord, are our shield, our glory, and the one who lifts up our head. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, the day spring, the dawn of the morning from on high. We lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, he who is far above principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, in his mighty name, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness, answer us, and in your righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, may you arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you and your children. You shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and God will be your glory. The Lord our God has called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand and will keep you. Your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and power, as God's fellow worker, in Christ we ask the Lord, the God of recompense, that the angel of God shall come between your house and the camp of the enemy, Satan, and be a cloud of darkness to the one, but give light by night to you, so that the enemy may not come near you or your house. In Christ we pray that you will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and you shall have light in your dwellings. For your house is with God, and he has made with you an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For the Lord is your salvation, and he will make you and your family increase. You shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. As a fellow worker in Christ, we pray that God will watch over you. His lamp will shine upon your head, and you will walk through darkness by his light, for the friendly counsel of God is over your house. The Lord shall lift up the light of his countenance upon you and put gladness in your heart. The Lord will bring you by a way you did not know. He will lead you in paths you have not known. He will make darkness light before you and crooked places straight. These things he will do for you and not forsake you or your people. For the Lord is your light and your salvation. The Lord is the strength of your life. You shall have light and gladness, joy and honor, wisdom and might. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O kindred of the peoples. Offer the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Offer sacrifices of joy, bringing the sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord, and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, in Christ we ask God, our faithful God, that the Spirit of God be in you, light and understanding, revelation and wisdom be found in you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God the Father in heaven. Your light shall be like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The Lord grant you to be a light to the world, a burning and shining lamp. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. May you and your people walk as children of light, walk in the light of the Lord. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You are children of light and people of the day. You are not of the night nor of the darkness. If the night shall be light about you, when you sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to you. For you are of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. In Jesus' name, his name alone is exalted. In Christ we ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. For God has delivered you from the power of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom you have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, the appointed heir of all things, may you commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. O send out your light and your truth, O Lord. Let the light and truth of God Almighty lead you. Let them bring you to his holy hill and to his tabernacle. Abiding in Christ, we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, that the Lord be your lamp, the Lord God enlighten your darkness with the light of life. For Jesus Christ has lovingly delivered your soul from the pit of corruption. He has redeemed your soul from going down to the pit. You shall see the light. For the Lord has delivered your soul from death. He has delivered your feet from falling, that you may walk before God in the light of the living. In Jesus' name, his name Emmanuel, may you know the joyful sound. In Christ we pray that you will walk in the light of God's countenance. You will love the Lord and hate evil. The Lord will preserve your soul and deliver you out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for you and gladness for your upright heart. You and your people will not be afraid of evil things. Your heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Your heart is established. You will not be afraid. You will never be shaken, for the word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. In Christ we pray that our Father and God will open to you a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. May the entrance of his words give light to your soul and understanding to your mind. In Jesus' name, the Lord our righteousness, let the light of your eyes rejoice your heart. The lamp of the body is the eye. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thanks to the name of the Lord. In Christ we ask the Father that your eyes be good, your whole body be full of light, that God will open your eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that you will cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. In Christ we pray that you will follow Jesus Christ and not walk in darkness, but have the light of life, and that his light will guide your feet into the way of peace. May our Lord God guide you so you will walk in the light as Jesus Christ is in the light, and have fellowship with other saints. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse you from all sin. In Christ we pray that the love of God is poured out in your heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to you, that the morning star rise in your heart, that there is no cause for stumbling in you. You and your people are righteous. You are the branch of God's planting, the work of his hands, that he may be glorified. for Jesus Christ is the true light which gives light to you. How precious is his loving kindness! May you put your trust under the shadow of his wings and be abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. May you drink from the rivers of his pleasure, for with the Lord is a fountain of life. Let you rest in his light. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Glorified with Jesus Christ, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space, by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. And his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Let us worship and praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.